91.3 WCSG, family-friendly and commercial-free. It's Jeremy and Amanda, your family-friendly morning show. That was Mac Powell in 1991. You are with Jeremy and Amanda.
920, 63 now in Grand Rapids. We're expecting sunshine throughout the day today. Pretty pleasant. We'll see a high of 82, and it's always a good day. We have an opportunity to have a guest in the studio. Chris Cleveland is here. You know him from Stars Go Dim. Hi, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning to y'all.
So what brings you to our fair town of Grand Rapids?
The weather. It's a high of 82 today, guys. It's crazy.
Where are you usually from?
Well, I live in Nashville, and it's been very hot.
Yeah.
And it's just making me mad every time I walk out the door. So I thought, where should I go this week?
Just head north,
right? Grand Rapids was top of the list.
Yes. Well, this is, I believe, one of the first times that we've had a chance to get to spend some dedicated time with you. Maybe just give a quick overview of you, the band, some people meeting you for the first time.
Yeah. So I grew up in Oklahoma, started the band Stars Go Dim in 2007.
Hmm.
So that 01 Mac Powell song's not far off, okay? Started as a mainstream pop band, traveled the world and did music and mainstream music for many, many years, and then put out a song called You Are Loved in 2015 as my first Christian song. And since then, I've been putting out music really about like people's worth and value and identity, and just trying to let people know that that they're seen and known and loved and that kind of thing. And so I've been doing that for a while. Have a wife and three kids, and she's better than me in like every way. And kids are going back to school in like 3 days, so that's what takes up most of my days now. So I try to sing some songs in between.
So we've been kind of complaining up here that school starts in like 3 weeks. You guys are starting in three
the fourth.
Days.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my word.
I know. I don't understand. I'm okay with it, but because
we
got to get back.
Is it time for the kids to go back?
Yeah, but it's too much.
Wait a minute. You go back on the 4th?
The 4th?
A Friday. On a Friday.
Don't get me started on this. on a Friday, and it's a half day. So,
so it's just a dip in the pool, and then you get out, and then you go
for
a full
week. Go to school for like less time than it takes me to drive home after dropping them off. So, yeah. We also let school out when it rains hard occasionally.
Right.
Yeah. And I think like post-COVID, the world's upside down and people don't know how to do school anymore.
Sure.
So I just do what they tell me to do.
So what grades are the kids in this year?
5th grade.
Okay.
4th grade and 2nd grade.
Are you ready to make that jump? Does 5th to 6th go to junior high?
It was in Tennessee, it's 4th to 5th. So my oldest just went to, this is a first year in a new school this year.
Okay.
So we're making a little bit of a jump. He's real worried about it. He has to travel classes. So he's like, Dad, I'm going to be late to class. I'm going to have to go to the principal's office.
Oh.
And like he's in all honors class. He's like genius. So he's a little worried and I'm a little sad because I'm going to miss day one, but I'll be there Monday to get him in.
I think a good piece of encouragement is every other student in your grade is in the same boat.
Exactly.
And so you're all going to be lost together. And if everybody is lost, then you all know your way.
That's right.
So.
I just remember in school, when the clock would strike like the 4 or the 9, everyone would yell and then you just ran to class. You know? So I was like, if you hear people yell, just start running. You'll be fine, man.
And Chris Cleveland from Stars Go Dim is in studio with us this morning. Chris, thanks for taking some time.
It's my pleasure.
Well, we're excited that you have some new music out, a brand new song that screams summer. It's called Thank God.
Yes. Let's go. Listen, I don't know if you guys are the same as me, but as I've gotten older, I've realized that all the cliches that like my parents would tell me are true, which kind of makes me angry. so I'm like, oh my gosh, they were right about everything. What else do I not know? But I think this song is basically one of those. And I don't know if you've ever heard this, but when you're grateful, like when you can actually be sober-minded enough to say, okay, God, I can see you being faithful in this moment, no matter what's happening in life, even when it's crazy and hard and all those things. When we can be grateful, it's almost impossible to be anything but joyful.
Mm.
And that's what this song is about. It's not about saying, oh, life is great all the time, but saying no matter where I'm at, hills, valleys, everything in between, that I can see God's faithfulness through that. And honestly, that's my story. I think every day it's a practice that we have to do. And when we can be sober-minded enough, it's really incredible where we can see God moving and how we can join him in that.
Okay, so at 9:34 on a Tuesday morning, what is Chris grateful for?
This weather, every time you say the weather this morning, I feel like it's a personal affront to me, but I'm taking it as an opportunity to really enjoy my next like 3 hours in Michigan. God woke us up again today, guys. Yeah. Like that's, just take a second and think about that. I saw this meme yesterday, and I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was basically saying, if you go through the world and basically act like you're an alien and have never experienced anything, it's kind of wonderful.
Yeah.
Like, take all your preconceived notions and all the things that you think you know and throw them out the window and just experience life for a second and take a deep breath and look around you. And you're gonna be blown away.
Yeah.
And I think if we did that a little bit more often, we'd be a little bit more joyful in our days.
That is an oddly interesting way to look at life. I appreciate you passing that on.
Come on. I thought it was pretty great.
Yeah, for sure.
Chris from Stars Go Dim is here.
Yo.
Thank you for that reminder in an easy to sing along song. I'm excited for that to be playing as we do get ready for that back to school season.
Yes.
And maybe it hasn't been the world's best morning and maybe we're not super excited about having to drag everybody out and go to school, but we do always have reason to be thankful.
That's right, because in a few minutes they'll be in school and you'll have like a little breath. It's going to be great.
Well, and how fast it all goes too. I've got a daughter entering her sophomore year this year, and Facebook memories that bring me back to when I dropped her off for kindergarten in first grade.
Yep, so and then she quickly walks in the room, you're just bawling.
Yeah,
you're just crying.
Getting
it's like,
there.
Dad, what's happening?
There.
Well, and it won't be long and she'll be driving herself.
Yeah, she
ooh,
just
there
passed
you go.
Driver's ed last week, so now she gets to start all that adventure. But
I'm convinced I'm just going to get my kids like a gator, you know, like basically a glorified go-kart to get them around to school. And so everybody knows they're my kids because they're the kids that drive like the weird car. And they can't go far.
Right.
You know what
true.
I mean? I'm like, this is good enough. It's going to work. I'll keep tabs. It'll be nice.
All right. Well, we want to switch gears just a little bit. We always like to just have a little fun here on the morning show. So we're going to play a little game. Which one wins with Stars Go Dim? And if you're listening, feel free to play along. These are basically just would you rather this or that questions,
perfect.
Okay? So easy one, are you an early bird or a night owl?
Oh gosh, here's the problem. My
wife,
yeah. My wife likes to stay up and I would prefer to go to bed with everything turned off.
Yeah.
She likes to go to sleep with the TV on. So our compromise in marriage is every night we go to sleep with the TV on. And so, which makes me stay up way later than I want to. So I typically am a morning person, but I think because I've been married now for 12 years, I'm a little bit less of one.
All right. Well, on the heels of the morning side of things, which one wins with you, waffles or pancakes?
Pancakes.
Oh, really?
I don't know why.
That. Yeah.
No nooks and crannies?
No, it's... maybe it's because I'm too OCD. I have to fill up each like square, you know,
and
with
it's
syrup.
Cold.
Yeah.
All right. If you had to choose, would you enjoy an afternoon on roller skates or ice skates?
Roller skates.
All right. What about beach or swimming pools?
Pool. Yeah. At the beach.
A pool at the beach.
Yeah. I don't want to get in the ocean, but I like to look at it.
From the pool.
Yeah. And I don't like sand. Okay. But I'll sit on it, but not if I'm wet.
Because it's sticky.
Yeah,
it's
who
all
needs
over.
Sand in the,
yeah.
all the places, you know? So the pool with the view.
I mean, do we break it to you that you are headed to the beach from here?
Yeah,
you're going to Holland?
It's
going
to be fun. Actually, that beach is pretty.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather work at an amusement park or be a lifeguard? If you don't like the beach, lifeguard's probably not it.
Amusement park, I think, but it depends what ride I've got, you know?
Okay, so what would be a preferred ride? You want something low-key or you want the
roller
coasters?
A water ride?
No, I feel like I need one of those, like the slow roller coasters that go inside. Maybe like the haunted house, because it's got shade. And probably those misters, you know, that
sure.
happen. Because it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
Something
you think
I feel
about
like we're getting from you is you like comfort.
You know what? I think I've set my whole life up so I don't have to wait in lines. I'm a musician, so I don't have to be anywhere early. I never travel during like peak rush hour traffic.
Sure.
There's not anything, I think, worth like standing in line more than 2 minutes for.
All
I'm
right.
not sure.
So are you a coffee person then?
No, I don't drink a drip of it.
Okay, so you're not like, but I'll stand in line for my Starbucks?
No.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
No.
All right. Well, let's continue. Sweatshirt or hoodie?
A hoodie.
Okay. Would you rather have fun with a hula hoop or a jump rope?
Ooh, jump rope.
Really?
Well, I feel like you can do more with it, just in case you want to switch activities.
Sure.
We're learning so much. Right. Formal dinner or casual picnic?
Oh, you know what? I probably want the food of the formal dinner, but I'm still going to wear the hoodie from earlier, most likely.
Yeah. Would you rather spend time in front of a campfire or a fireplace?
Can it be an outdoor fireplace?
Sure.
Okay.
Fireplace. All right. And one more for you. Crunchy or smooth as far as your peanut butter goes?
Oh, smooth. Give me a break.
All right.
Give me a break? What does that mean?
I don't even know.
He just made a very definitive decision on
like,
this.
I'm over here kind of offended because I like crunchy.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
You do you.
I will. And Chris Cleveland is here from Stars Go Dim. Woo. We're so glad you've made the stop in West Michigan. You sure picked a nice week to do it. We've had blazing hot, we've had rainy, but this week seems to be like the sweet spot.
What is blazing hot? Let's be honest.
Okay, you're from Oklahoma, so nothing compared to what's going on there. I mean, if we get to 90, that's pretty warm for us. So.
Okay. And, you know, I feel like I'm talking about weather a lot, but I just want you guys to know how beautiful it is here. Just enjoy it for the next, what, you get warm weather for 3 months a year?
Yeah.
Okay.
3 months,
so just soak it in.
End
and then
of
we
October.
Get a beautiful fall, and then we get an interesting winter.
But your fall happens, what, like September 1, you know?
It depends.
Yeah. Really?
It depends.
Yeah. Okay.
Because sometimes, like, the kids will go back to school, and they're all just, like, sweating.
How's Halloween here, you know?
Last year, there was snow.
Oh my gosh.
So it just
typically
it
it's
depends.
Like rainy or snowy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yes.
All right.
So we always can celebrate when there's
a trunk
year
or treats.
When you don't have to wear the winter coat over top of whatever outfit you've picked
Ours
out.
Is usually like, can I get this costume off of me because I'm sweating?
Right.
I'm going to die. Yeah.
Well, Chris Cleveland, a Stars Go Dim, it's been great to spend some time with you this morning. Earlier, you were just talking about some of the focus of your mission as a music ministry with focusing on, you know, the messages of songs that we've heard, like You Are Loved, and even your new song as well, Thank God. Maybe just speak to a little bit more of that. If somebody's listening and they're struggling with some of the messages that you're trying to share, just help encourage them this morning.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest revelations for me in life was after we put You Are Loved out and I began to hear the stories from people just about how that simple message changed their lives. And it made me realize how many people need to hear that their life has value, that they're loved and that they're seen and known. And so honestly, that's why I still do this. I've been traveling and playing for 28 years. And I still love to come and sing these songs and do this because there's always people who need to hear that. So if you're listening this morning, God woke you up again today. Take a deep breath. Act like you're an alien. Experience this world for the beauty and wonder that it is. And say, God created me today for purpose and on purpose. And I'm going to live this day to the fullest. And I'm loved and I'm seen. Here we go.
I love that affirmation because for so many of us, those voices that say the exact opposite are super, super loud. You know, those overarching themes of you're just not important, you're not cherished, you're not cared for. And so I'm really grateful that your ministry has been one that has encouraged people to dig into what God says about them and that they are loved. And like you said, we get to breathe in these breaths of today and make something great out of it. And then we also have an opportunity to remind others that they are loved by the way we talk to them and the way that we act around them too. So
absolutely, once you got it for yourself, give it away.
All right, Chris Cleveland, thank you so much for spending some time with us today, and we look forward to seeing you soon. Sounds like you're making a trip to Michigan towards the end of the month in Stevensville, so if you happen to be around that area, great time to catch Stars Go Dim.
Bring your swimming trunks and at least give the beach a try.
I'm okay? Gonna do it.
All right, here's Authority in the Name of Jesus here with Jeremy and Amanda, your family friendly morning show on 91.3 WCSG.